Canton man will spend decades in prison after a Stark County jury Wednesday found him guilty of murder. 18-year-old Malachi Fortner was convicted in the shooting death of 21-year-old Stephon Dunn. Jurors also found him guilty of felonious assault and carrying a concealed weapon. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced Fortner to 24 years to life behind bars. His attorney had claimed self-defense. Prosecutors say the May shooting happened outside Fortner's home on Clarendon Avenue Southwest during a deal for three THC vape cartridges. Stark County Prosecutor's Office asking for a special prosecutor in the case against two Canton police officers charged in the death of Frank Tyson. The office says some police have shown hostility toward prosecutors, creating a potential conflict. The visiting judge agreed to continue Wednesday's pretrial and reset it for December 1st. Officers Bo Shonegi and Camden Birch are indicted for reckless homicide in Tyson's death in April 2024. Trial is set for January 26th. The Alliance Board of Education approved a series of policy updates Tuesday, including a change that will allow credit card payments for student fees. Board also signed off on a pool use agreement with the University of Mount Union for the 2025-26 school year, which provides a competition facility for swim events. Members approved new courses, including applications in statistics and modeling, hip-hop studies, pop culture, and the history of sports. Staff appointments, substitutes, and supplemental contracts were also approved. Middle school principal Tim Mosher presented on student behavior expectations, and the board recognized four students for high math scores on state tests and another for fire safety artwork. Managers and other non-bargaining employees of the city of Canton will see a 3% pay raise starting January 1st. Mayor William Shearer tells the repository the increase is a cost-of-living adjustment. Council approved the raises Monday. They're given at the discretion of each employee's appointing authority, and elected officials will not receive the increase. City also boosting salary minimums and maximums for all salaried and non-bargaining positions by 3%. Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit has released its grades for patient safety. All three Stark County hospitals, Altman and Canton and Alliance, and Mercy and Canton, receive grades of C. The Leapfrog Group says the report uses 32 measures of patient safety to produce a letter grade that represents a hospital's overall performance in keeping patients safe from preventable harm and medical errors. Summa Hospitals in Akron and Barberton, Akron General, Union Hospital in Dover, Worcester Community Hospital, and Salem Regional Hospital receive grades of B. University Hospitals Portage Medical Center in Ravenna received a C. Highway Patrol's Canton Post recognizing two of its own with top honors for 2025. Trooper Jace Miller named both Canton Post and Cleveland District Trooper of the Year. The 28-year-old who joined the Post in 2022 now advances for consideration as State Trooper of the Year. Also at the Canton Dispatch Center, radio dispatcher Megan Swanger has earned her second straight telecommunications award, recognized for her technical skill, teamwork, and community outreach. In Ravenna, dispatcher Kayla DeWitt was also honored with that Post 2025 Telecommunications Award. An issue that passed on Election Day in Sebring ended up losing. A charter amendment to eliminate the village's Civil Service Commission originally passed by one vote but failed by the same margin after the provisional ballots were counted. Provisional ballots were 5-3 against. The margin of 0.16% triggers an automatic recount. Vindicator reports the village wanted to eliminate the commission because the written test for police officers and dispatchers is too prohibitive. A woman found dead in a Youngstown vacant lot has now been identified by the Mahoning County Coroner's Office. Police discovered the body of 37-year-old Nicole Carbone between Bellevue and East Chalmers Avenue November 10th. They called the death suspicious, and the cause remains under investigation by Youngstown Police and the Coroner's Office. An autopsy taking place at the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. Cause of death has not been released. A man accused of a Youngstown shooting is back in jail after a judge revoked his bond Monday. 33-year-old William Huffman charged with two counts of felonious assault, one for wounding a victim and another for allegedly firing a gun at a child inside a home on Cambridge Avenue last Thursday. Huffman was arraigned Friday. His bond was set at 10% of $100,000. Prosecutors say he violated it by returning to the home and having contact with the victims. He'll be back in court Monday for a preliminary hearing. The shooting victim was treated for wounds to the hip and foot.